this year, man, this whole Christmas period has not felt like fucking Christmas at all.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Nah, bro, it's
so strange.
Doesn't even feel like the year ends on Thursday. Like,
wait, was it? Apparently, it was snowing in some places.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't step up.
It snowed for a bit here. It just didn't stick because it was raining as well. So
yeah, I didn't step out my house, so I didn't know anything about ice or anything like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see nothing. I saw it on, I think it was on the news or something, and I was like, oh God, it was cold out.
Yeah, it was hella cold. I think it was last Wednesday or something. Yeah, it was like slurry kind of snow, like right. Where it's wet, so it doesn't stay. But only snowed for like, well, here anyway, it was for like 10 minutes.
Oh, it snowed over there. Yeah. Maybe it snowed and I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it would be that type of thing. Because you had to actually have seen it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know, so I just got told now. I was like, oh shit, it is. I looked outside and it was falling. So but then it wasn't sticking.
Oh.
Mad. Anyways, look, let's do intro.
Do you want the snow though?
Or do I want the snow?
Not really, no.
I don't want the snow, man. That shit is overhyped.
It's messy.
Especially if you're driving as well.
And you know the type of snow in snow in Ireland won't really be like worth it, like, you know?
Yeah, man.
It wouldn't be snowed. It wouldn't be proper. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's only ever happened like that once. From what I can remember anyway.
I remember twice in my lifetime, there's probably two.
Where like you were actually able to build a snowman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There was one time we were in tech at the time.
Yeah, we had a massive snowball fight.
Yeah, that was dumb. That was lit.
Yeah.
That was lit.
Yeah.
That was lit. I remember my first experience of like snow ice. Like very vividly. Well, I just remember one part of it because we were back in Carlo and Mom was driving us to school.
Yeah.
And there was like when we were trying to get out of the neighborhood, there was like a bend to go onto the main road. Mm-hmm. And then so Mom had been driving really slow we've only been in the country a few years, so like Mom's driving really slow. First time she's probably seen proper ice. And we get to the bend. Over the bend at the bushes, you can see a car that's like apparently skidded and like got in.
It just got stuck down.
Mom turned around instantly and went back home. Nah, fuck that. I was like, because I remember sitting in the car and we were shitting it because Mom was driving really slowly, trying to go all her vendors. And it took us, what you usually take you 2 minutes, like it took us like 10 minutes to get to that stage. And then Mom saw the car. I was like, yeah, not today. And we turned back around and went back home. Because I remember the feeling. I was just like, oh, Mom, slow down. She's going as slow as possible, you know. Boy, it's just mad.
Oh my,
nah, absolutely mad.
I don't want snowman. Yeah. It should just not happen because I just know it's gonna be dead. It's just gonna make. It's not even.
Exactly. There's nothing going to happen. Like, what's snow going to cause?
I guess little kids like that shit anyway.
Ah, snow fights.
Fuck them kids.
Huh? It's snow fights.
In a panoramic.
We'll have a snow fight.
In this corona pandemic, hardly. You're definitely catching corona.
I love that. Jibs, do intro, bro.
Oh yeah, intro. Alright. Welcome back to the Pints of Malt podcast. In the studio as always, you got myself, Jibs. We've got Charlie.
Yo yo.
We've got Kenny.
Yo yo yo, what's up people?
And we have no Femi.
I think he's in Belgium. He said it last week that he was going.
Oh yeah, yeah, Belgium. He said it. Yeah, he said it. Yeah, yeah, he did say that
with the missus.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure he said that. He probably
fair
said
enough. He did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
No, nothing, because the way we're just trying to go for him for missing the episode, but I wasn't going to say anything, but he was giving out to me for missing bare episodes, what, 2 weeks ago? But here we are again. He shows up to record on the wrong days, and then he doesn't show up on the right days.
Oh, stop.
Oh my days! What's been going on this week? It's been quiet. Like as you said, with the Christmas period, like everybody's just.
Yeah,
been,
man. It's been well.
Someone actually, I saw it.
Yeah, go ahead. Someone said what?
What were you saying? I saw a tweet and I was like, "This December isn't December in like previous Decembers."
Yeah, man. It's dead, bro.
It's so dead.
Very dead. It's so dead. I remember, like, when do you know the way usually, like, right after Halloween, the Christmas decorations start going up, like November 1st, all that shit. And shops will start, like, teasing Christmas and all that jazz, yeah? Like, I remember when they started doing that this year. I was like, you lot, we're not even going to have a fucking Christmas. Like, just don't even bother with this one. Hearing Christmas songs in the middle of November, I was like, brother.
Christmas songs don't bang anymore, bruv. They don't bang at all.
Come on now.
Did they ever bang at all?
Ah, they did. they did.
I don't think they're any different. Like, I like the ones I used to like, and that's about it.
I still like them, but like before, I used to be belting them out. Maybe it's because I was working in retail. And you'd hear them all the time. Like,
Jesus,
so you'd have to, you know?
Bro.
But now you're just like.
Working in retail during Christmas, man. Oh my god, it's the worst, man. Man, customers be looking at you like you ruined their Christmas when the item's not available or some shit. It's like, what up? It's your problem, man. Nah, it's jarring. You worked in that store on Nasser Street, on it.
Yeah, Nasser, Kilkenny shop.
And that shop is very old, classic. So yeah, I know exactly. What it's like. I can imagine what it's like during Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, gifts. Guy, my gift wrapping skills came from all that. Give me anything to gift wrap. I'll gift wrap.
Anything. Is there a technique? Like, yeah, what if it's like a teddy? What if it's not like a box?
There's a teddy. Don't worry. All you make, what you can do, if you have bubble wrap it a little bit and then make some sort of shape. Once you have some sort of shape,
calm. Shit,
just once you have same shape. It's a pattern, bro.
Come on, gift wrapping business, bro. Anything to make peace in this pandemic, bro.
No. Oh, actually, speaking about gift wraps, did you guys get anything nice or unusual or different?
The boxers. I got the Lynx packs with the boxes. I got that.
They're upgrading, innit?
Yeah, man. Fam, good to see.
The Lynx, like my Lynx pack came with a bathrobe this year. Like what?
Man. Must be nice.
Does it have Lynx on it as well?
No,
it doesn't have Lynx.
It doesn't have Lynx on it. They're not there yet.
I thought it was actually an actual.
I thought they were trying to get some extra, you know.
Yeah,
sponsorship. Nah, I keep it a big box. I was like, oh, okay, because I knew for a fact I'm definitely getting a Lynx set, but like I thought it was just gonna be standard shower gel and spray in it. But okay, and then I see it's a nice what's it called as well, nice color. It's like a bit like the Arsenal turquoise color.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Fits well.
You must have been really good.
I'm loving it. I've been a good boy this year.
Oh wow.
Must be nice. I didn't get any links, boys.
I'm screaming.
I didn't get any links. I didn't get any bathrobes. What's going on? Nah, one time I was supposed to go England to spend Christmas with my family, but obviously I couldn't because of the flights and all that shit. So they ended up, I imagine I was going to get the presents when I got there, hopefully. They ended up just sending me peace. But there was something I wanted to get, and I told them about it, so they just sent me peace to get that. So I was like, just saw my family, so I was like, all right. And I just ended up doing the same as well. I just ended up doing the same, like.
Just peace.
Just send peace so they could get them, because I couldn't bring it.
So Revelio yeah. makes the handyman.
Oh, stop. Can you send us a nice gift there? No. Quick one.
You know.
Oh, oh. Oh yeah. So what did y'all see the apparently the video on Burna Boy had a fight?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know, man. I was reading up about it and I was watching all the videos. I don't see Burna Boy in any video. I actually don't. But like I saw the video. There was one where the video was coming into the club and they were playing his song. And Wizkid was just chilling. I think he was drinking or something, standing up. And then they said that was when the fight happened and Wizkid was watching. But watch that. There was literally no altercations. But then there was another video of David just coming down some down a step and he's about to hit somebody. But there's nobody there for him to fight. Yeah, he's just shouting, literally. And you know them, do you know them ones where you... Where you're like, oh yeah, you're lucky they're holding me back, that type of thing. Yeah, that's what my man was doing, man. And then, then there was another one as well, but I didn't see either of them. I didn't see any of them in that third one. So I don't know if it's true because Burna ain't saying shit, Wiz ain't saying shit. Well, Wiz never said anything anyway.
But Davido's
been going. Since yesterday, it's been cold.
Man said, I'm going to leave this music for now.
Someone said, ah, but Rihanna left music for them in America. They did that.
Someone said, oh, what else did he say, man?
He was just going off about how people are jealous about him because he's rich. You know, the maddest thing about that is, yeah, I've heard Davido talk about him being hated for being rich than people tell me that they hate him because he's rich, or even other artists. Like, obviously, he had the issue with Burna Boy when Burna Boy posted something about, you know, when you're in a football team and you're shit, but your dad owns the team, so you get to play anyway.
That's literally
the only time in recent times, anyway, that I've seen anybody, you know, try say he's only where he is because he's got peas. You know what I mean? Obviously, that's just me, but I just feel like more time the guy needs to just. Give it over, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, give it over.
I think it's that mentality that he's stuck in. I think he just feels the need to always have to, like, prove himself
in a way, yeah.
That it's not just, I didn't just come up under my dad's money, you know, I am this, I am that. I think he always feels the need to do it. And then... I think there is, obviously, it's no one talks about it or anything.
Yeah, but there
Burna
is that.
And Wizkid can relate in the sense that they, you know.
They'll come up with different.
They'll come up with different. And there's the fans as well, and the way everyone just goes on about it.
But you know, the mad thing about all that is, I do understand what you're saying about them two's come up being different. But it's not like Davido got his career handed to him by his dad. His dad didn't even want him to do music. Like, man literally just did all that shit with his own money. Granted, his own money is different, I guess, being the fact that he can. But, like, he worked hard. He got to a stage in his career where he figured, shit, man, listen, I don't know if I'm... You know what I mean? When he made that mixtape, but he had that girl on it, this American girl, this singer, Saraya or something, I don't know her name. Yeah, he made this mixtape and it wasn't great. And it was after that he went to Nige and man just literally like found like the best, like sick producer. I mean, he had a couple of sick producers already, but sick producers, all Peruzzi and them lot writing songs for him and stuff. And he found the right formula and it's working for him. He hasn't had a bad, I mean, he might have had a bad song, but he hasn't stopped. Since 2016, he's been on like a Drake type run, and he's been in the clubs. It's Davido songs you hear. Like, he's been dropping bangers and shit. So he has nothing to prove to anybody. So he should just fucking relax. Every time, and it's always him, man. I was talking about No, I don't like me. Nobody likes me. Brother, shut up, man.
They're living rent-free in his head, man.
Honestly,
all the award shows, the Burna Boys fans.
Got everything, man. Because when Burna does it as well, I'm just like, brother, man, just like, you're bigger than this. Like, it's not that.
Do you know what's funny? Someone said it in one of the chats I was in. I was like, apparently, they have diss tracks, and apparently, Femme is a diss track to Burna.
Did you not hear? He goes, tell Odogwu say we like to party, or something like that. Yeah. Odogwu's Burna boy, obviously.
Like to party is.
Burna Boy's song. And obviously, songs. Way Too Big. It's supposed to be a diss to him, isn't it?
To be fucking with you. Yeah. I went to listen to Bo Burna back and I was laughing. I was like, nah, you're like childish.
It's good, though. It's good. I guess it's good like that. Every industry always has beef, so fuck it.
Burna Boy was beefing nearly everyone, though. Was he not beefing Wizkid as well?
They have a song together on the album.
I think it was just when he was talking about
fam, the only person, like, he's had issues with other people, but they don't matter, man. And he always just they don't matter to anybody. But it's just Davido he has issues with. And they were cool, though. They were cool for a minute. They were cool for a while. Like, all the last year, they were really cool. I think something must have happened this year. There was that time when Davido posted a picture of him and Wiz, and he goes, the two greatest artists in Nigeria. And then that's when Burna Boy did the whole, your dad owns the football team thing. I don't know, man. But it's not just funny to see on the outside. I don't know the beef with Wiz and David, though. I'm not sure what the beef is there, but I don't think Wizkid likes it. Because I remember when Made in Lagos came out, they would have put a post up on Insta and everything, on Instagram, on Twitter, put my hype in it. Like, oh, my brother, congratulations. And then when fucking A Better Time jumps, Wizkid aired the guy. Even the tweet, Wizkid never
reply.
Acknowledged it or anything like that.
Yeah,
so no. I think... Something's there, man. I think Davido definitely did something. You can
just imagine Davido just shouting in his room with his boys. Be like, that time when I put you on
my team.
Do you know that, right? Like, Davido, he comes across as that, like, annoying chap that, like, you love him, but he just... You're just shouting for
no
reason.
Because he's the rich boy.
Yeah, man. More time you're gonna... If it's in your circle, well, you're in his circle anyway. If you're in his circle, you're gonna have to be a yes man to him, in a sense. You will have to be.
Yeah, probably.
But he's very generous. So, very generous. And he takes care of his people, so shout out to him for that anyway. But if anybody comes for him, because apparently the fight as well that happened, that I haven't seen any videos with Burna Boy, it was basically Davido's goons that started out, apparently. But again, I don't know. But yeah, man, his boy is right for him, man. Everybody that fucks with him.
Burna Boy, Dobas, can we just imagine? What's the height? There's a huge difference in...
Burna's slapping him about.
Yeah, is Burna not like...
Burna's slapping him.
You don't see him training for the video and all. Maybe... Did you not see that video, the Way Too Big video, where he's fucking boxing and shit? You were boxing and that. Box me now, bro.
Nah. One thing with me and Burna, Burna does come across, like, jarring as well, though.
In what way?
Like, I don't know, like, sometimes he's just quite, like, egotistical, or like, mm-hmm. which is fair, like, all, I think he has
mad insecurities as well. He feels like he always has something to prove too. It's the same thing with him, but his own is different, because his one, fam, he will not tweet for days, and he just comes out of nowhere, just does a rant. and then he shares his stuff, and then he goes. It's always just like, why? Like, why? Who did something to you? Why you coming? We didn't see nothing happen, so why you coming out to just give out about nothing? Like, and that's what it feels like. And even after a while, like, he stopped. He was like, yeah, I'm no longer tweeting anymore. All my tweets are not going to be done by management. And he actually has been doing that. Even on Instagram, he doesn't post. He's just that type of guy, man, where he just, if you say something, it's very defensive. If you say something that he doesn't agree with, he's gonna just wild out and just give up. Same with David as well. But David does it in a way where it's like, I think the way funny. He does it, it's funny, yeah. He was just kind of like, today, Jai. I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, brother? And he just posted that, and that was it. Like, what? My man comes in. We saw all the videos and all that, yeah. Everybody talking about it. Man comes in. I go leave this music for Una. And he just left it there for a minute. And then somebody goes, yeah, this just goes to show that David gets hate for no reason, all because he's rich, blah, blah, blah. And then he quote some random guy to it, and he quoted, and he's like, yeah, this is so fucking true. I've been dealing with this shit for 10 years. I was like, brother, what the fuck?
You just know you look for that tweet.
He definitely did, man. Lads, do you know what they all do, yeah? Yeah, go on.
Nah, we talk. Just go look at his last three posts on Insta and his last tweets. They're so
sanctions. I've just
because I know the fear heaven. I was like, what are you talking about?
I know. Wait, what was that?
What's that about? I said he's ready to die.
And everything he says is in caps,
bro. It's
so you know he's shouting. So you know he's shouting.
You know he's shouting. And then he came back, and he's like, yeah, I can't do this or some shit like that. I'm going to keep dropping hits for all of you. I'm like, fuck off, man. You are never going to stop making music.
Oh, my God.
Nah, it's just funny. But it's mad because
it's just jokes,
I'm just imagining, like, let's say all of us here as well, we were all, like, artists and celebrities and stuff. Like, imagine, which one among us do you think will get involved in the most beef?
It's Jibs.
What? Jibs
knows himself. He knows. It is you, Jibs. Femi's definitely burner. Burner-like.
Nah, I think Femi wouldn't tweet. He wouldn't tweet his beef.
Nah, Femi wouldn't tweet.
He wouldn't do that.
No, he'd be more of a whiz kind of guy.
Lord knows I would just leave. Fam, I have people who tag me on stuff on Twitter. They tag me. I don't even get the chance to see it. I don't see it until like a few days later. And I'm like, oh, shit.
So,
I'm the type of person, man, if I see a tweet about myself about something bad, I just air it, man. That's what you should do, bro, because after all, everybody forgets about it. Like, everyone just forgets.
Forget it real quick. Real quick. Oh.
No point.
It's more of being people trying to. Trying to do it on purpose.
And it's that type of thing where, like, you're not gonna take the piss out of me. Like, I'm gonna let you have it.
Stop.
But because you'd be the celebrity and you're the bigger person, your actions get kind of magnified a bit more because obviously you've got influence on other people as well. But well, it's just like whenever I see that shit where, like, I've seen Davido and Burna Boy, especially even Wizkid do it, bad times, where a random account that doesn't have probably has like 300 followers and it's following like 1,000 people, and they'll tweet something bad about them, and they'll literally reply. I'm like, brother, this is a random person. You can just let it go, man.
It's like that. It's like that Ovi and Moy.
Oh my god! But seriously, though. Do you know why I think fuck him for doing that? Because the way he came at me as well, like, I was like, brother, like, yo, it was not that deep. I think that day he was getting a lot of trolls. Yeah.
A lot.
And then Moy must have been the unlucky person who front.
It goes like that, man. It really does. You definitely see me on the TL, man. I'll get a burner.
That's what I would do. A burner one. Because you need to get one of those, man. Just buy someone's account. Or just make one. Wait for a while till you get a decent following. And then just start using it. Do a KD. I feel like they all do, man. I feel like they all do that shit. Because I'll be seeing them, like, whenever they drop something, yeah, it's like they just go on Twitter. They go on Twitter, but then that's probably the PR team that does that. So they go on Twitter, and you know that thing where, you know, you can just search somebody's name and then all the tweets about them comes up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what they do, and then they'll be seeing good ones and start retweeting. I'm just like, Whiskey retweeted a tweet from Whiskey Fan 95. They have like 10 followers, man.
Easy admin.
Hey, but do you ever tweet something good about them and then they retweet you? And you just get loads of random Nigerian followers. Yeah. I always do that when, like, if I comment on their Instagram post or, like, I remember there was a time I tweeted about Peruzzi. When he dropped his mixtape last year, and I don't know, he just retweeted it, and I got like 25 followers from Nigeria in like 15 minutes, just coming in. I was like, oh, who was this? And he retweeted it, yeah, but the retweet didn't even get, like, he retweeted it, more traction. People didn't even retweet my tweet. I just got followers, and then obviously a few DMs. Follow for follow DMs them, and you know for
it. Oh, really?
No, they're from that.
F for F.
I remember when that was a thing, and people used to buy followers and shit.
Stop.
I remember when I first got on Twitter, man, I would just be following random accounts, man. Like follow for follow, and then 1 minute you follow one person and they retweet your shit, and then like 20 other people follow you, and then you notice like literally a day later they're all gone.
Actually, Matt, Jibs, you were saying there about what Clubhouse. What is Clubhouse? We were talking. Someone explain to me what Clubhouse is.
Oh, Clubhouse is basically like a house party. Do you remember house party?
I was never on House Party, you can explain that.
Say
like,
swear.
Yes.
Yeah, I was never on House Party.
You didn't even have the app at all?
Nope.
Bro. Mad. That's mad.
Well, it's just like basically just people on the platform and they have like different rooms where they all talk about, you know, different topics and all that. I see. And different people just join different rooms. You can see your friends, you can see the rooms your friends are in with other people, and you just kind of add, so that's basically Clubhouse.
Mad, and is it an app?
Yeah, it's an app, I think you have to be invited on it.
But you need to get invited.
You have to be invited to download it?
You have to get an invite, so you get a link, you click the link, and it takes you to the marketplace. I mean, I've never searched it up on the marketplace to see if it's there, but actually I don't know if I got it from the Apple market. I just clicked the link and it brought me to download it, so I don't know.
To be able to invite someone as well, you need to be active on it, like you need to be participating to be able to get invites so you can actually invite more people in, because I've joined the past day now, and I'm not able to invite anyone. Someone was trying to.
Oh.
That
was me telling someone I'll invite them because I got invited, and I've not even done any.
You haven't
I'm not
got any, yeah, bro. I doubt you've got any invites.
I don't have time, bro. Because I'll be on Twitter, I'll be seeing the topics that they be talking about. I'm just like, nah, I'm not gonna.
I was in this room just there not too long ago, and it was just about, I don't know how this benefits me now, but it was basically about Americans and talking about their different tax brackets and their jobs from people from Seattle, Texas, and I was, but I don't know why, I must have been really bored. I stayed for a good few.
I feel like something like that though. I just like to see how good people are doing in that side of the world. So see how
I'm
out of here, man. So that's the other thing about it as well, because I did see there are certain rooms, obviously, where they're very like educated and stuff like that. Like there was a room telling people like who were interested in getting into tech, like what steps to take and stuff like that. Like a proper seminar, like it was mad. I was seeing a thread on that, and there's rooms about like just usual stuff that you might go on YouTube to, for like, say if you want to say if you want to learn how to like fucking start recording videos, I'm sure there's a room there with people talking about what material to get and all that shit. So in that sense, like it's good. And which that's actually brought me to this, because I did see someone talk about how, you know, like people are complaining about, there's other people already complaining about the topics that people are talking about on the house party and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know yourself on Twitter, the kind of topics that we like you be seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, fuck off. But yeah, basically there's a lot of that also happening on Clubhouse as well. And then someone started complaining that, fuck this Clubhouse app, so shit, blah, 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 blah. And someone's like, well, can you really blame the app? Or is it just not just the people? Like, do you know what I mean? The app is just there, but it's not them fucking coming up with the topics. It's y'all niggas.
It's always the people, because they never, because if you take the app away, like people are still gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
Like if you're in person and you're in a big group and something, there's always certain topics that always come up every single time we're in a group.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like,
and more time, yeah. And these type of like discussions and stuff, you just find a lot of people who are just gonna do whatever it takes to get there. Voice and their point across, regardless of how rude they might come off. Or generally, you ever get that, like you're in a discussion, two people don't agree on something and they're going back and forth, and it's just like people cutting each other off, not even listening to the other person's point and all that type of shit. I just feel like when I'm in that situation, I just cringe. I can't deal with it. It's just like, fuck off. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are you guys talking about? He's just chatting.
Where do we go from here?
Because more time I've deeped here, when people have these conversations and stuff, no one's actually listening to what the other person is saying.
At
the end of the day, like, someone's not just going to change their mind just off what you're saying. You know what I mean? You can argue your point and all that type of shit. I mean, if you can educate it well as well, fair, maybe. But, like, the whole point is just that, we can all see from different perspectives. But I just feel like people just get into this mindset where if it's not what they're saying, it's wrong or whatever. And that's why when my cousin invited me, I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna go into any of these, man. Unless I get invited to a nice one where I know all the people and we're just taking the piss and just having normal conversations between ourselves. But I don't know.
Completely understand, get you, and I'd completely agree. Do you remember in college when we used to chill about in the parallel, we just used to chat, and we'd always get on, and I was big on it, always debating,
yeah,
always going back and forth. So especially if someone was chatting, especially Raph when he was chatting.
He humbled
me so much, because eventually I just be like, do you know what? I'm not getting anything from this.
Fucking arguments this guy had with Raph, yeah? And it would literally be about nothing. And more times absolutely I'm looking at it and I'm nothing. Just like, Raph doesn't actually care not about this all. Conversation.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? And that's it took me a while to get it, because I was like, nah, you can't be chatting like this much shit. But then I realized he's the kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But he's the type of person to be able to chat shit, even if he doesn't believe it.
Yeah. Like,
you know what? Fuck you, buff.
Me,
and ever since then, I'm like, yeah, I don't get involved. I don't chat anymore. I would say that. Just, if you want to ask me my opinion, I'll tell you my opinion, but that's it.
Yeah, man.
Leave it out.
Not time.
That's long.
So what's all I'm saying, do people give a shit? Do people actually care about your opinion, man? I don't care, man.
No one gives a fuck.
Do I need to do the...
I was just going to be like, this week's episode is brought to you by 180 Degrees podcast. 180 Degrees is a podcast series that looks at the energy choices we make when it comes to transport, our homes, businesses, and technology. They've had a couple of episodes out already. They have the next episode out on the 31st, which is actually, which will be today, the same day, so definitely check it out. And this week's episode is all about how you can improve your home's energy rating, so definitely check them out. 180 Degrees Podcast.
Come on.
You have a nice radio voice there on your mouth.
Thank you very much.
Good bass. Oh, welcome back to FM 104. It's your boy Kenji 16.
yo, stop giving FM 104 free advert.
Free advert.
free ad, man. Yeah, boys, I was going to ask you, because there's been more of it recently. Getting engaged, a girl proposing to a guy. How do you lot feel about that, man?
Guy, man.
Do you know what? Like, this...
if it's gonna happen, can it at least happen in private so that I can react properly?
That's really the only thing. That's really the only thing for me.
And just be like, if you're gonna do it, yo. No.
If you're gonna do, someone said, right?
Because what are you gonna do?
I felt shook watching it. Like, I felt scared for the guy. Like you're actually standing there. Like, and then after she put the ring on, I was waiting for what he was gonna do. Maybe he was gonna do the whole, check it out. I just cringed the whole time.
What did he do?
Some practical question though. Niggas guys aren't supposed to have engagement rooms, no?
Yeah.
So true.
This is
so
Gen Z.
Would she not be posed with
let's say you're on a trip out of the country with your girl, and she's planning this romantic proposal.
Yeah.
If she proposes to me with a rollie, I
wouldn't even say yeah. I'll make him. I'll try and play it all smoother. I'll get into the car and be like, "Yo, be getting."
What are you talking about? Yo, be getting.
And give her a little kiss and a little young kiss.
So you do the whole your mouth to your hand to your mouth thing like you're shocked, yeah?
No, I'm just
imagine.
Yeah, imagine.
Like, I'm bust up.
I
see that happening in the next, like, I don't know, next decade or so, man. There's gonna be
that being a norm, yeah.
Girls proposing with cars and shit, yeah.
Yeah, so that's man. Yeah, man. See, man, them, that's the thing. Like, a lot of us are saying, no, we're gonna say no and shit like that. If a girl proposes to you and whips out a ring, I'm just. I don't know. Do you know what it is? I don't know what it is about it that doesn't feel right. I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
But I say, like you said, like Jibs, yeah, like you're saying, in like 10 years or so, if girls are doing it with cars, like, I mean, good cars now. Don't go buy me a two bad car from Dundee. I don't tell me to go. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, man, quick mark there.
Someone was like, if they do it in private and then just tell, I'll let him tell everybody that he did it.
What's the point?
Wouldn't that just be even worse? Like,
that's worse, man, because like,
might as well just not do it.
I just feel like as a man, it'll just make you feel weird because you're just like, it's like, okay, so now you've proposed to me when I was supposed to do it to you. And I have to tell people I did it as well. That's just weird. Like, that was the point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody should just propose to me, Sha. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't know how I'm gonna react. Corn. Don't do it.
The amount of corn you get from the boys, from her dad. Like her dad is never gonna rate you. Like that.
Fam, imagine Tosin catches wind of that. Imagine the corn you'll get.
Nah. Do you know what? I think he would, like, Tosin's not there. He would just be like, he would literally ask you questions. Just ask you questions. Oh, yeah. My girl proposed to me, you know. I got a ring and he's like, oh, wow. He literally like, why? What happened? Why? How come? Did she do something? He would definitely question you, but where am I?
I don't get the dynamic of it because if she's proposing with a ring, it makes, I don't know how that works. So my guy will have two rings.
I mean, girls get another ring when you get married as well, so they get two rings.
I know that.
Yeah, so he will have two rings. You know what I mean? Just be wearing two rings on his finger. Huh. And one is a big story. One has a big rock on it. Ah, brother.
Nah, it's not. Let's just put it out there. Let's not do them.
Please, no one should. Please, I'm begging you. Love of my life. Woman crush. If you're listening to this, don't fucking propose to me, man. Because let's say it's your girl and you love her and you are gonna marry her and shit. Yeah. And she proposes to you, like, does it change anything?
Yeah, she's the man now. She's the captain.
She's the captain. It's true though. Like, literally though, that's what it is. It's just,
she's the captain. I think she's the one who's putting her.
It's more ego thing though. Like, you can't be proposing to me, boys. It's not on.
If you think about it, there's nothing wrong with it. Someone's just asking you to marry them.
Kenny, there's something wrong with it. I need to explain why it doesn't feel right. Because I need to find a reason. But I just know it doesn't. Because I would freeze. I'll just be like, what? And imagine it happens.
Yeah.
Imagine it happens, like, in front of your boys or something.
No, stop.
Nah.
Hey, you get from right Yo, there. You man, right you there man. There
if
there
if you man, chat, let, let me tell you.
Am I taking piss?
Let me tell you, man. Right now, if my girl comes to you guys as suggesting such, better say no.
Girl, say yeah. I would love to see it. I would just love to see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, just as a joke. Do you know what I mean?
Guy.
Just as a joke.
This guy.
Just as a joke.
Just as a joke.
I would just love to see it, man.
Some next violation, man. It's actually a violation.
Oh, my days. This guy. Oh. Yo, my guy.
Did you not see that it was about Burna Boy.
What?
In the restaurant. Apparently he was
throwing money at the workers. Him and Steph.
Yeah.
Bad vibes FC. Yeah, that couple, man. They're actually perfect for each other. I don't even know, man. This too bad. But what the fuck was that about? I was seeing it as well. Like, what was that about, man? What happened? Like, why?
I just saw
a 10-second clip. If it just happened. And all the workers as well. Was he in England or?
I think it was. It was in
Niger, no?
Yeah, it was in Ghana.
Ghana actually, okay. I think.
Yeah. I think it was Steph London. It was the way she captioned it. I don't think it was anything to do with
Burna.
I don't think Burna actually threw the money at the people that were working there.
How did she caption it?
Because these days I'd be reading the comments. I got the time.
Yeah, fam. You have to get to the bottom of this shit.
Instagram pages.
Yeah, fam.
But yeah, apparently it was just, yeah, I don't know. It was basically, the video was misleading, Sha. Fair, it wasn't fair. Like
that's yeah, a, that's like yeah. a lot of media shit in Nigeria, man. Like once again, I still have not seen a video with Burna Boy in it from this fight that they're talking about. I've not seen one in it. Like someone nothing, and yeah. you know what's mad, yeah? Fam, there was one blog account on Instagram, and they were like, "Oh, here is evidence of the fight of what went on with Davido and Burna Boy." Bro, I watched the video like 5-6 times. I didn't see anybody there. And even in the comments, people like, "Which kind of evidence be this?" I couldn't see it. I don't know. Maybe it is true, but I could not see it. I looked. I was like, "I don't see Davido. I don't see Burna Boy." That's the thing. And they just post random shit up. Like, remember the time as well? We're talking about that video. Where it was supposed to be a pastor teaching girls how to teaching women how to touch themselves until they squirt or some shit. I don't know what the fuck that was about. And it was supposed to be a pastor, but apparently it wasn't even a pastor. But that shit ran. Yeah, people ran with that shit for a minute, man. They ran with it, man. And they had a discussion. Like the videos where Pastor Insta Toby blog
is the worst.
Yeah, Instablog manager.
I'm telling that's you, now, like, I saw one recently. Right, it was so they tweet about obviously celebrities mostly, but then sometimes it's just about people that you don't even know, innit? Yeah. So there was this post about a chef. Chef name, and I don't know the chef. I don't know. It's probably like a known chef, established chef in Nigeria. Yeah. Chef, and the guy, he's a guy in it. He goes, the caption went along the lines of chef with his partner celebrating their 1 year anniversary.
Yeah,
and it's a guy. It's him and a guy just sitting down and hugging each other. He's there's a guy hugging from the back. Okay. And yeah, cute video. And then the next day, all you see is the guy in the video tweets saying, yes, that was the first time he's ever met the chef. that they're not in a relationship.
Someone came out with the disclaimer.
That the video was for awareness of gay couples in Nigeria.
I didn't go. So it was like an ad type thing. And
that's
then
what he was claiming, isn't it? Yeah, that's what he was claiming.
I don't know. He was claiming that excuse sounds a bit.
But I don't know. It's just like,
what does he mean? It's for an ad to promote what?
Yeah, because I think it was the chef that posted it himself. Oh, okay, like, yeah, okay, so okay. Just, yeah, so it didn't. Yeah, so it didn't add up. That's just one of the many. Yeah, many. Man,
there's a lot of man. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Even during the you know, with the massacre that happened in Lekki and all that stuff, the protests and stuff, there were so many videos from different fucking events that were just thrown into that as well.
There was some videos from like that weren't even this year.
That weren't even this year, but I just like
just add that to it as well.
And you know the African moms and their WhatsApps, how shit travels, man. That shit just travels.
Oh, fam, what do you mean? Twitter, that shit just travels.
Bro, there was one time, I got forwarded an article about them finding Goliath's bones.
I remember that one. And, I'm pretty sure.
And I don't know if it was my mom or one of my aunties just sent it to me, And... They were literally
10 feet tall or something.
Look how real this looks. Look at this. They found it. You can really see the bones. Oh, you can. Oh, wow. I'm just looking at it, right? And it's literally a picture, of like some archaeologists. They just discovered something. And you can see it's like a hole, I don't know. The Photoshop job was so bad. Like, it wasn't blended in properly. You can kind of see, like, the way it was trimmed wasn't done right. And I'm just like, how did this go through certain people's phones? And people are still passing. Did you not actually look at the picture to see, like, it's fake? And it's supposedly supposed to be like people in a ditch finding Goliath's bones. Massive. I was just like, how do you, like, I don't know, man. The type of shit, and that's not even the worst. There's so many other shit as well that you just randomly get, especially from people in church, about miracles that happened that clearly didn't happen, brother. And it's like, what are you guys? Are you guys seriously okay in the head? Like, why are you, or why is this not obvious to you that it's obviously fake?
You know, the funny thing is, like, when you think about it, obviously, like, people like that, but then you go on Twitter and you go on, like, things like Clubhouse or even just literally Facebook boards by bringing Connect and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you see people just believe in anything and everything, and you're just like, yeah, you lot.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
What? Siri's trying to join in on the pod, is she?
Yeah, what's going on, Siri? Sorry.
What go on, Siri? Seriously, didn't hear what you said, Kenny, man. So you repeat yourself.
Were
you actually going to repeat yourself?
No, I was just saying it was just mad what people believe on stuff online, innit?
Yeah, man. Guy, man, anything, fam, anything I see online now, man, I don't even know whether or not to believe it, man. I just don't know, like,
fam, it's just sports and just vibes.
Yeah. That's all I'm enjoying. I try online. So much, like, I see so much. Again, it's the anti-vaxxers with this shit, man. Like, 1 minute I'm telling them, oh, fuck off. And then every article they put up, I'm actually reading it. Just trying to fucking see. But then I'll read it, yeah. And, like, there was one I saw about how three people had there were a few people who had an allergic reaction to the vaccine and stuff, yeah, which was actually true. I looked at it. It was like three people out of like couple tens of thousands of people. And yeah, like, do you know what I mean? But the way they would put it, do you know when they share the article on fucking Instagram, you just see reports of numerous people with allergy reaction to fucking, and I was just like, oh shit, raw. Oh shit, here we go. And I read it, and it's like three people. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, three people did, but that could happen. But like, if you look at the stats compared to the amount of people who have died from COVID, I mean, it's still worth you getting the vaccine. Well, other people getting it. But yeah, but I just feel like a lot of things like that, man, they just be scaring you, man, for no reason.
It's scaremongering, buff.
Yeah, bro.
It's basics of like power and politics and all this bullshit and ideology and stuff. It's mad.
Yeah, so mad. Are you looking forward to 2021 before we go?
2021?
It literally says 2021, as in what? One. Nice. But you get it, yo.
What?
Like 2021 is literally saying 2020. One.
I'm waiting for this to land because I don't know. Because I don't know.
What does that mean?
Hey, but at least I still
just means 2021 is still gonna.
It's still gonna let us see.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. That's hopefully kind of alright. Hopefully not is right, because
yeah,
I don't know.
Hopefully not what?
Hopefully not. Hopefully it's not as bad.
2021. Oh, Kenny still doesn't get it.
I am completely lost still here, bro. Yeah, okay, yeah. 2021. I don't even know, man. It's literally gonna continue the same way, innit? Like,
look, yeah, man, outside, like, things I want to happen for myself, I'm not having... Yeah. I'm really not... I don't care at this stage. I'm just accepting whatever bullshit they bring next, because I've just deeped it. We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice.
I still remember back when it just started. And
yeah.
We actually thought this was... This was going to only go on for, like...
6 weeks.
I did anyways. Four to 6 weeks max. And it just, yeah, be gone. And then,
They did fuckeries.
Even now, like every time they lift the restrictions and stuff, you think, okay, we're back to normal. Literally, like 4 or 5 days later, nah. Like, so I've just
nah.
What time? I just hope, yeah, this COVID shit goes away and more people don't die of it.
We are in lockdown forever.
And
and we know.
And yeah, man. And just need to stop losing people to this fucking COVID God shit. I want life to go back to normal, basically. But at the same time, I don't have any expectations for anything outside of what I have planned for myself, anyway. But
yeah,
apart from that, man, as long as we're alive, innit.
Let's fly out, man. Yeah, let's fly out next week
or next week
or in 2 weeks. Like, yeah, let's just enter. Yeah,
okay, we'll get stuck in.
Let's set 2021 on a good pace, man. So
yeah, we'll just follow.
If there are obstacles,
yeah,
if there are obstacles, we'll still have the momentum
to keep going. We
started off with, I'm
open to anything, man.
Yeah, are you down for it?
I don't mind, I want to ride a quad. Kenny's not coming. Kenny's definitely not coming. Because Kenny doesn't even come out when we're here in Ireland.
Is he going to go? I was like, yeah, no,
but yeah, Kenny though, go, Kenny, but deeper.
Kenny's going to Kenny be deeper. In Santorini with his sweet one.
Yeah.
That's a shout still.
That's a motive, shout, you know. Still. Get on that, man. It's probably cheap enough.
It's probably cheap right now, bro. Get on that stuff.
Yeah. I don't watch that.
As if they don't cancel a flight anyway.
I swear. What were you saying? What were you going to say there, Sean? Sorry?
No. Never mind.
I didn't even hear what you said.
No, but yeah, man, look. I just hope fucking we're allowed to go out again. I missed the club, bro.
Fam.
I never thought I'd say that, but I actually miss turning up. Even for someone who doesn't do it that much, but... Bam,
yeah.
Yo, like,
nah,
I need to get out.
I haven't heard certain songs.
I haven't danced to certain songs in a nice setting.
Fam, imagine hearing Debbie Doe's album in the club.
Oh, stop.
Every single song, but bang.
Oh, stop.
Haven't seen fights in the club. I missed that shit, boys.
You know? Imagine shouting fam in someone's face.
This time last year, we were only a few days away from Jibs having the worst New Year's Day experience ever. Like, we're not going to get another New Year's story from Jibs this year because of Corona.
You know?
You never know.
To be honest, I wouldn't put it past you. I was just going to say, I would not put it.
We have a story.
Oh, my days. No, I just hope... Do you know, wait, guys, one question. Like, is it because we've been at home more? But, like, it feels like... I know, obviously, a lot of people have died from Corona and stuff, but it feels like a lot more, like, sort of tragedy maybe has happened, or a lot more, like, negatives, like, in that sense?
In the sense of deaths?
Yeah.
I think there's been a lot of, I don't know if it's a lot compared to previous years, but a lot of celebrities that you know or that we would be... that we would follow a lot. We've lost a couple of them. Like, so, like, big ones as well. Like, Kobe and Chadwick Boseman, like, especially those two, for me anyway. But I kind of get what you mean.
Maybe it's just because we're at home a lot more, so we're a lot, like...
There was even
a
this...
A lot of the information is just...
There was this Nigerian artist. I don't know if you guys would know him. His name is Big Low. I don't think you'll know him. Some Igbo rapper. He literally only has one song, but that came out ages ago. Yeah, but yeah, apparently, like, sadly, like, he passed away. I think it was yesterday or today. Yeah, he had issues. I think kidney issues prior to that, and then he got Corona on top of that. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Wow.
That type of shit, man. It's just. You know what I mean, I just don't. I'm tired of it. Tired of seeing that shit.
Like, yeah, no, I think that's one thing for 2021. It was just like, I suppose, just a lot more positive news.
Yeah. Someone took the vaccine in Ireland today.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah?
Some grandmother or something like that.
Someone took it, and it was an old woman. She took it. I swear. Didn't other countries have, like, their prime ministers and them man taking it? I thought I was going to see Leo taking it.
Leo Harris. I doubt he's gonna hop on that. Even though he was in the it was in the labs where he was getting tested. I doubt he's gonna step in the front.
Nah, I don't think I'd be. Yeah.
Nah. Wait, so can you actually get it in Ireland now?
Well, I think it's for vulnerable people, older people, and I think kids, younger kids.
Yes,
I
don't know if vulnerable people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like people like us, working in hospitals and stuff.
Yeah, I'd say people like us in like their 20s, maybe late teen years and early 30s and stuff. Like, no, I don't think we'd be getting it unless... Obviously, you're a vulnerable person. You have, like, other underlying health issues. So I don't think it's available for us here, but for people who need it, it is there. And it's only them, really, like, they're trying to cater for now. Like, obviously, if they can get it out, what I imagine is, like, if they can get it out for everybody to get it, for the vulnerable people to get it, and they can sort them all out first, then they might make it available for other people who, like, obviously, there's other people who aren't vulnerable but might need to go do stuff. And if they don't have a vaccine or they're not negative when they get a test, they won't be able to do it. So they'll probably need to get the vaccine. So hopefully, like, when all the vulnerable people are sorted out, other people who need it will get it as well. But again,
yeah,
I'm not getting it. Hopefully, I don't need to get it.
Yeah.
Until I'm actually being forced to take it.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to ask that as well. Have they announced when they're going to be, like, putting the restrictions and all that? No,
they're reviewing restrictions on the 12th.
The
12th is when, yeah, 12th, like, the new restrictions are in until the 12th, and then they're gonna review it at that stage
if the numbers are gonna,
if, yeah, cases,
I'd imagine the cases will depends reduce on how cases,
I hope so, but I feel like it might increase because people are taking liberties.
Guys, Christmas, man. No one's going
to... I know, that's the thing. That's the thing. That's fair enough.
I'm just thinking, and especially the way they did everything, like, they gave us... Honestly, I don't know if you guys felt like the same way I'm feeling about this. Like, I had the impression that Christmas was going to be okay, like, in terms of there wouldn't be... Because that's how it was. That's how they were making it seem, like, we're going to have a decent Christmas, and then after that, we go into lockdown. And then they just came out of nowhere with the new restrictions, especially after Boris came out in the UK. I knew, obviously, we were going to be up next. And then there we go. Yeah. So, I don't know. The way they've handled this whole thing hasn't been great anyway, so they can't really blame people for that. But, yeah, you're right. The numbers will probably go up thinking about it now. But...
Look. Micheál Martin. Let the niggas out, man.
Yo, you know, Smart, that's the first time I've seen someone in my circle refer to that guy as a fucking T-Shock. I still have it in my head. That's Leo, man. Well, he's basically,
Leo's getting it in a couple of months again, so.
So it's only...
they're doing that. What they're doing rotations, like.
Oh, jeez.
As if this is, like, a school placement or some shit.
Imagine. Nine months in one department. After that, you moved to the next one. I was swapping places.
Really, really and truly.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Because it's the deal that after the last elections, the deal that the three parties came up with, and it was like Leo and Micheál as co.
Oh, it was a draw, was it?
Look, yeah, I don't know,
bro. Didn't Sinn Féin win?
Nah, they got a lot of votes, yes. But like it was still Fianna Gael, Fianna Fáil, and the Green Party that are in party. Green Party have a minority. They just made up the votes basically for them, the big two.
Wow. Yeah. So why were these not going mad? Let's see if they won or something.
It's because they gained a lot.
What's her name?
Mary Lou
McDonald's.
Yeah. Nah, I was thinking
she was going to be T-Shock the way they were hyping up about the results.
Nah, they still have a good while to go till they get there. Like, that's one thing I know for sure.
Okay.
Still have a good while to go.
Leave us alone, man.
Yo, as we said, make sure, hopefully 2021 is a better year than 2020. It was 2020 was still good. We're still alive, still well. Hopefully people had a good Christmas. Happy Christmas again to everybody. Happy New Year in advance. And we will hopefully see you all next year as well. Hopefully have a 100th episode coming up soon.
Yeah, man. Hopefully some plans. Hopefully we're allowed to go back to, you know, go back home. We can do studio. And we can
We can turn up.
You know,
we owe some people some pints of malt. You know, we don't actually, but I'm just look at you guys doing it.
You don't owe anybody pints of malt, though.
Maybe you meant it metaphorically, is it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Shout out to everybody again. Shout out to everybody who's listened to us this year, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you guys.
We've grown a lot in the past year, so we do appreciate that. And always. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Imagine. Guys, so appreciate that.
There's actually people out here who want to clock in every Friday to listen to us chat shit. And that's very... that's very, you know, it's very good. It's a good feeling that people actually want to listen to me talk. But yeah, man.
Shout out to Head Stuff as well.
Yeah, man.
Always putting us on. And yeah, this is us for the week, us for the year. We'll be back next year. Thanks for listening. Make sure to get involved in the conversation. # Pints of Malt. Like, share, subscribe, all the good things. What are you laughing at?
Because you're doing that thing that people are like, I haven't seen you since last year. Oh, I'll see you next year.
What, isn't this going to be out in the new year?
Yeah, it is.
Nah, it's not. It's going to be out on the 31st. Wherever it's out. It's out on... It's 31st, bro.
It's
the 31st, bro. It's out on the 31st.
Okay.
Yo, end the pod, man. Yo, we'll see you guys next week. Peace out.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.